Former Democratic Lieutenant Governor Patty Judge hosted a house party for Senator Hatch.
There's not a lot of votes in Albia, but we do want to introduce him to as many of our friends and neighbors as we possibly can so that people know who he is, that he's a real person.
Which is the name of the game for anyone running a statewide campaign for the first time.
Hi, Steve. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Hi, Lori Scott.
Hi, Lori.
This is Steve.
Matt Foster.
Hi, Matt. Nice to meet you.
It was retired tax auditor Jim Elliott's first look at the candidate.
I know I haven't seen him on TV, and I know he made a decision not to do TV ads, but...
At least for now.
At least for now, because I know they are expensive to put on.
As the guests gathered in the living room, Hatch outlined his top issues, including education and transportation infrastructure.
We have a problem in this state with repairing roads and bridges. Iowa is the second highest state in need of bridge repair in the country.
Retired postmaster from nearby La Villa, Martha Viner, tells the senator what it's like to deliver mail when bridges go out.
So eventually we had two bridges closed and we were going clear into Lucas County. They needed to plow it in the winter, and those bridges wouldn't hold a snow maintainer. So we went a lot further to service our rural route, and still are.
Hatch repeated his critique of Governor Branstad for not leading the way on increasing the gas tax. Leaving Patty Judge's house, there was the traditional stop at the local radio station, KIIC, then off to the Democratic stronghold of Ottumwa.
A couple of things I wanted to let, you know, let us discuss.
About a dozen townspeople give the senator a warm welcome at the UAW Union Hall, where Hatch talks about training a more skilled Iowa workforce. He describes his plan to require kids to stay in school till they're 18. Otherwise, he says they'll never be able to compete.
Do you know why we let 16 and 17-year-olds quit high school? Farming, because they wanted their sons mostly to return back to the farm. This is 100 years old. We don't need it now. It's not your father's, manufacturing plants anymore. You need to have skills to stay employed.
Then more gas tax talk. A Wapello County supervisor says they're using local option sales taxes to keep roads and bridges passable until more money comes their way from fuel taxes. Then it was back into the Ford Escape and off to Oskaloosa. En route, Hatch talks about the uphill fight against formidable Republican incumbent Terry Branstad.
Well, I'm still unknown by about 30% of Iowans. That's one of the problems. We think that we'll close that gap here, and we are closing that gap the next couple of weeks.
And Hatch admits raising money has been a challenge. He accuses Governor Branstad of hardball tactics in the money game.
He's shut down any contributions to me from any of the state associations and interest groups. He's made it clear that contributions to me there'd be consequences to that.
That's quite a claim you're making, that the governor has issued some kind of threat to PACs and associations. Give money to Jack Hatch and you'll pay for it later.
I have been told by a number of lobbyists that meetings have been canceled. After my June reports came out, with people who have contributed to me who already had appointments with the governor's office.
In a written response, a Branstad spokesman says, quote, Senator Hatch's struggling campaign continues to make ludicrous false claims. Hatch adds there's been tough competition for Democratic contributions this year, what with all the open U.S. congressional races. Back in Albia, Patty Judge agrees there are only so many dollars to go around, but she's not sure that's been the major deterrent.
It's more likely the difficulty has been the fact that his opponent started this race with such a terrific advantage monetarily, and people just have not been able to see a clear path for Jack. I believe Jack would be a tremendous governor.
Back in the SUV, it's off to Grinnell and Cedar Rapids as Jack Hatch strives to reach all 99 counties, a mission Patty Judge calls brutal. But there are some pleasures in the journey itself.
Ryan, slow down and take a left right in here, this historic marker. Can you do that? Right now.
Hatch directs a brief detour into a field to the gravesite of Civil War soldier Curtis King, the oldest soldier in the whole country to join the fight.
He was in what they called the Graybeards, but he was like 82 when he served. He marched from here down into Missouri, and I think into Kentucky, and then he came back, and he died here, obviously. And this is one of the benefits of traveling the state. When you see a historic marker and you stop and you see a gem like this.
But there may be less time for sightseeing in the days ahead. Hatch and his running mate, Monica Vernon, plan a whirlwind bus tour of the state next week, which Hatch describes as a 24 hours a day journey. They hope to maximize the number of people who can say they've met Jack Hatch and will vote for him next month. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.